If you look with me there, we'll read a few verses and try to preach something tonight. Psalm 42, verse 1. The Bible said, as a hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? David, I believe this is a psalm of David. It does speak about Korah. The sons are the descendants of Korah. I don't think all of them were swallowed. It looks like to me that there was still some offspring of that people that looks like was involved in music ministry in the temple. But David, thank God, the great psalmist of Israel. Verse 3, my tears have been my meat day and night while they continually say to me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with a multitude, I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet, notice, praise Him. I'll not read no further tonight, but try to preach a little while. I want to preach on the thought of patting after God. Now, in this text here, David, it looks like to me that ran or was under attack from Absalom. Absalom being his son, you know the record how that Absalom was at enmity with his daddy. And of course, he came and they got in fellowship again. But Absalom stole the hearts of the people and wanted his authority and kingship. And it's hard to play second fiddle sometimes. Everybody wants to be the leader. God don't have but one leader, and it's Jesus. And then He's got a leader in the church. He puts the pastor in this position to lead the flock, to be an example to them, to preach the Word of God. He's got a leader in the home. God's got a leader up the workplace. God's always got a leader. He's got a leader over different things. And He put David as the king. Amen. He was chosen by God to be the king. Thank God Samuel went down to Jesse's house, and God told Samuel, He said, there he is, anoint him. He took the horn of oil and anointed David. Thank God, and David became king. The Spirit of God came upon him. And so David's the king. He's in the perfect will of God. And now Absalom wants to get his authority. He wants to take his seat. Is that not the same thing Lucifer desired to do? He wanted the seat of the God of heaven. But that wasn't going to happen. God cast him out, and he's been a plague to the human race ever since. But the thing of it is, in this text, David's being pursued. He's been chased after. And of course, David does run. And them that was with David did too. And here David's talking about a hart. This hart here is a deer, a stag, a male deer. And he pictures a man wanting God. Now, I want to say this. He was talking about, I want to appear before God. Amen. David, got to remember, any time you, my friend, get out and about, and you're being the one that's on the run, things change in your life. David had some changes in his life. And David's saying in this psalm that the hound is after me. And it's like a hart down by the water brook or a water stream. That he's round down there and he's needing a refreshing drink of water because of who's after him. And David gets a thinking in his mind, and he says, as that deer pants after the water brook, so pants my soul after thee, O God. And what David's saying here is, I sure would like to get around where God's at. I'd sure like to get around where the power's at. I'd sure like to get around where I can feel him again, and I can appear before him again. That's what David's saying. I long for it. I pant for it. That's my desire. Thank God to be around where God's at. Amen. That's what he's saying. Amen. Now I want to say, this is what David was saying right here in this psalm. He was saying, I want to appear before God down at the tabernacle. He said, that's why I want to see you. Now, David had a life of the house of God. He knew what the house of God was. I want to tell you something tonight. Them people valued meeting together. And he said with a multitude. You notice in verse 4, he said with a multitude. He went to, down to praise God and have joy and gladness on holy day. That's what he's saying. He said, I long. The word pat means long. I desire after these things. I desire to be in worship. I desire to appear before God. And that's why I want to say this tonight. If I can tell you this, it should be such a longing, a desire to just meet here at the house of God and get in with the Lord. That ought to be your desire. Amen. When you enter them doors back there, buddy, that is a privilege to be able to come in and sit and worship and come and meet with the King. Hey, God, Jesus Christ. And that's what he's saying. He's saying, answers after me. Why am I disquieting my soul? Why am I depressed? Why am I discouraged? I need to meet with God again. I want to go back to the tabernacle and meet with God again. Amen. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, you listen to me. This is one of the most important places in your life right here. It's one of the most important places in your life. I don't worship a building, but I do thank God for it. I remember when I came here many years back and God started blessing, the church started growing. We even had a meeting back here before we ever enlarged the church. And we was talking about building maybe another church. You know, I mean, we had 100 people coming and it was getting crowded. We didn't have but 8 pews on each side. And we talked about maybe building another church. And in that meeting the whole time, I thought, I don't want to do that. This is the place God ordained. This is the place God set up. I'd rather knock a wall out. Hey, amen. I'd rather knock a wall out and have some pews. Thank God to maybe preach a little harder. Amen. That's something, thank God, we can stay around here because this is my place. Amen. Everybody ought to have a place tonight. Hey, God, if they go to worship Him. Amen. This is your church tonight. Well, it's His. But you're part of it. Amen. And this is your place tonight. Why should you come here and act like a stranger? Why should you come here and act like, hey, God, this is not your house. Amen. It's God's house. But if you're a member of His family, it's your house. And brother, Brother David said, I just need to get around it again. Thank God I won't appear before Him. He said, where is your God? I remember where He's at. And I want to get back there. And that's why I desired it. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God, friend. Amen. The house of God ought to be a place you desire.
Yeah.
It'll be a place you long to be at. Thank God, every once in a while it wouldn't hurt you. I know that sounds crazy. But just get up once in a while when God's around, walk around a little. Amen. Say, God, I sure do thank you. I appreciate you saving my wretched soul. Amen. Over 30-some years ago, I never would have even thought about being here. I wouldn't even wanted to be here. But thank God today He purchased me and put me in the family of God. He put a desire in my heart. Amen. They didn't have to beg me to go. Thank God I want to go. There's a place, something about being around the house of God and getting a drink of water for your soul. And that's what David was saying. He said, I long for it. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
This place ought to be special to you.
Amen.
Amen. You say, wait a minute, preacher. It's made out of brick and all the, thank God, the woods and all that stuff they put in here. It don't matter what it's made of. It's where it's at. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. This is the house of God, friend. And this is where God has set up. Now I know this. I know in the New Testament dispensation that God lives in the heart and the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And God meets with us in our body, amen, because fellowship's inside. I know we don't have to wait to see the glory in the sanctuary before we feel the glory in our soul, but it is a place to meet with Him. It is a place for the glory of God to come amongst His people, shine His glory, and thank God His people praise Him and testify of His good works and make much of Jesus and sing about Him and preach about Him and fellowship with one another. There's something about it. David said, my heart's patting after that. I'm longing for God, the God of the house. Amen. When Jacob, thank God, lay on that stone that night, and God said, you're in the house. You're in the place where God's at. Amen. You know where it was? He said, he anointed that stone. He anointed that stone with oil. He said, this is none other than the house of God.
Yes.
That's what he said. Remember that? He called it what? What did he call it? Bethel.
Yeah.
What's Bethel mean? House of God. Anytime you've got the word Beth before something, it means the house of. It's the house of God. This is the house of God. This is that's what David's saying. If you take this psalm, he's saying in the psalm, I remember when I went to Holy Day. Hey, God, they had special days 3 times a year. Amen. Festivals 3 times a year. And all the male Jews went to it. And he knew that that was a day that he looked forward to. Amen, buddy. When people look forward to meeting together, then there's something going to happen. Amen. Boy, there's something going to happen. But when people really want to get together and meet together. Hey, hey, hey. There's no place like the house of God. That's right. Amen. Thank God. So Jacob, one day, God says, I want you to go back to Bethel. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
Amen. He had to get rid of some things before he went back.
Yes.
And he went back to Bethel. Genesis 35, he went back to Bethel. And this is what it said when he got there. He said, this is not Bethel, this is El Bethel. He said, you're not only meeting at the house of God, you're meeting with the God of the house. That's what El Bethel means, the God of the house. That's what it means, praise God. We don't have to come in the house of God, we meet with the God of the house. Amen. That's right, praise God. That'd be bad to come to His house and He wasn't home. Amen. I tell you, thank God, friend, He's here. I invited Him in, praise God. I know He's coming with me. But I want to open the door to Him and say, come in and stop with me. I need some of my heart. I'm glad, thank God, that the Lord's blessed me like that. Amen. And it's good to see you, Sister Burton. I didn't see you back there a while ago. Amen. Thank God for you. How you doing? Good? Coming along. That's a blessing to see her, isn't it? Amen. That's what I'm preaching about tonight, right there. Amen. She missed the house of God Sunday. She couldn't get back on Wednesday. I mean, just had her shoulder worked on like that. And the doctor said it'd be that long. Now she's come to the house of God. Ain't that something? Praise God. Amen. Some people look for something to lay out of the house of God. And we got people that's had rotor cups to everything. Got in the house of God. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. Buddy J. David said, I want to see the, I want to see the God of the house. Where's my God at? Amen. I'm just crying within. Because I had met with God. Amen. That's right. This ought to be a special place for you.
That's right.
That's right. Sure it ought to be. Amen. This is your house. Amen. Like what Brother Melby said one time, I said, do you call people when they lay out? He said, why should I invite them to their house? That's right. I like that. Amen. God help us. I mean, that's what that, why shouldn't we look and pant after that? What do we, you ever saw them dogs pant and animals pant? Huh? That's what the heart was doing. He said he got down by that water brook and he says, the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. He said, I need God. I want to meet with God. Amen. You done any panting lately? Have you done any? Had just got hungry to be where God's at? That's where we ought to be tonight. Amen. When we come in them doors tonight, you know what you bring in? The world in your mind. Your cares. Troubles. Disappointments. Carnality. If you don't have a mind for God. Look at the most common conversation down at the church before preaching or before service. Most of the things don't surround the spiritual life. It surrounds carnal life. You know why? You're carnal. That's right. You say, preacher, you call me carnal? Yeah. If that's what's on your mind and that's all you got to talk about is what you've been doing in the carnal world. Instead of coming to worship God in spirit and truth, how can you think you're going to worship God in spirit and truth and have a carnal mind? A carnal mind is enmity against God, isn't it, Brother Dennis? Amen. I mean, what would it be like if everybody, when they come to church, they was patting just to meet with God? I mean, just hungry and longing to meet with God. And they come in and everybody come to the altar and pray before they ever sit down and ask God to bless and help. And what would it be like if everybody come in and said, the Lord sure has been good to me today. Can I tell you about it? Isn't that right? Or I read a verse today. I was wanting to tell you about it.
Oh, God bless me. Oh, I sure love him. Let's pray. Let's pray for the man of God. Let's really get in with them when they sing. Let's get our attention toward it. When they sing, let's sit up and have a smile on our face and an amen in our soul.
Yeah.
And you say, preacher, are you trying to get it started? If I can.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. I ain't trying to get a tear out of you. I'm trying to get God around here.
Right.
Amen. I've seen it come like that. Amen. Somebody just got a little hungry for him and got to testify, and the Holy Ghost got to moving on somebody's heart.
Yeah.
Amen. The power of God falls. Somebody get born again. Somebody get stirred for God. Somebody get happy. Amen.
Yeah.
And say, it's worth it all. Amen. Thank God I've been going through it, preacher. I mean, I've been going through a trial. You say, you don't know what I've been going through. Well, hell, thank God, friend, everybody goes through things. Amen. That's right. Some harder than others. But there's never been a time that every breath should praise Him. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
There'll not never be a time you come into church and you can't at least say, I thank God for saving me. If you're saved, amen. I remember the day, don't you? That the blessed light of God shined in. Amen. Darkness had to go and the Holy Spirit came in. Amen. Made me a new creature in Christ. Birthed me in the family of God. Give me a hope inside. Thank God. Give me joy unspeakable and full of glory. Flooded my soul with a peace with God. Give me a Bible, thank God, that I can read now and the Holy Ghost can interpret for me. Give me a place to go to hear a man of God preach. Give me brethren that love me, that want to talk about God and the Bible. Amen. Just to love Jesus. Amen. And I tell you, friend, there wasn't nothing like it. And there's still nothing like it. If you can go back to the very day that God saved you, I'm telling you, it'll stir your heart up. Amen. Brother Hip was talking about that a while ago, wasn't he? That's what he's talking about. He's talking about the day God saved him. Amen. Every time Paul told his testimony, the light got brighter. You ever notice that? Saw a light brighter than the noonday sun. He just kept getting brighter. The longer you go with God, the more you tell it to get brighter. Amen. That's right. It just gets brighter. Amen. You say that, it don't get old, does it, Brother Shay? Amen. His motor got to run the other day. He got that, down a little bit, and it was about to bust in him. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Thank God. It said that, he said the ringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. Thank God the churning of milk bringeth forth butter. Amen. There's just something got to churn in you. That's right. It's going to ring in you. It's going to bring something. How can you sit and think like you do and never have nothing to say? I don't understand that, praise God. I mean, if you get around where God's at, there's got to be something come out of you.
Amen.
Right. I want to see God.
Yeah.
Amen. I like the house of God.
Yeah.
David said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said it. I wasn't sad. I wasn't mad.
Yeah.
I was glad. Amen. Some people leave mad. Amen. Some people leave sad. But you can leave glad. Amen. That's right. He's around here tonight. Thank God. I believe I could walk around a while. Thank God in some good stuff. Amen. He's around here. I can pray tonight. Got good liberty to pray. Preach. Amen. That's right. Thank God to hug your neck and tell you I appreciate you. Hey, and just get in. I mean, just get in. I won't know I just got in. I mean, I just want to get in. Amen. I just want to get in. That's what I just want to do. I want to see my God. I just want to get in where it can get in me. Because when I get in and it gets in me, it'll work. Amen. I just want to feel it. I just want to get in where He's at. If I can just pull Him to me, thank God, that's what I want to do. I just want to get in. Amen. Get the carnality off of me. Thank God, my friend does get in. I tell you, they got in because the blood was on the mercy seat. And the blood was on the doorpost. And I just want to get in. I tell you, I just want to get in where He's at. Amen. If I can find Him, thank God, I want to get in where He's at.
Amen.
If He's a working in you, I want to get in with it. Amen. That's right. If He's a working in you, I want to get in on it. Amen. He ain't gonna work in you if you ain't got your heart toward Him. You ever recognize you go through life, you go through things in life generally, and your heart gets cold. It don't mean you're sinning. It just means your heart ain't toward Him like it ought to be. Your heart gets cold. Amen. So what do you do when you get cold? Get near the fire. Amen. If I can find it, I won't get near the fire. Amen. I got a woman hand. Oh, Danny's got it on him. I just come over here and warm my hand.
There you go.
Amen. You done good Sunday night. And here's a testifying. I ought to come here and warm my hands up, Brother Shane. He heated up pretty good, so warm my hands up. Amen. You say you warm off other people. You got that right.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you what Ecclesiastes writer said. He said, a one lay alone, it don't bring no heat.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. There's got to be two in it. Amen. And that's talking about me and Jesus. Amen. That's right, because when I'm with him and he's with me, there's some heat. Amen. Heat my heart for God. I tell you, I pull off anything I can. As long as it's real and it's God and it's scriptural, I pull off anything I can. Thank God, feed me something. Throw it at me. Warm me up. Testify. Thank God, sing. Do something. And the Holy Ghost. And let it warm me up. Amen. So I got to get where he's at. Amen. That's what he said. I'm patting after. I'm patting after God. Patting after that. I remember how we met him down there at that holy place. We walked in his glory filled the temple. Boy, there's a verse in Psalm 63. David said, "Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I've seen thee in the sanctuary." Notice verse 3. "Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, I don't like to use a carnal illustration, but it's just God's truth. The first night I got the first kiss from my wife, you know what it did? It ran through me like a bolt of lightning. You know why? It's better than life. It's better than life. Love's better than life. Love is. Love's the best thing. Love's better than life. It really is. If you get the love of God in you and commune with the love of God, it's great. It's outstanding. Amen. It's better than life because I love it. Kindness is better than life.
Right.
You know, I wish I could live in that. I do live in God and He is love. But there's just special moments, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Amen. Do you know a good special moment will carry you a long time?
Amen.
Amen. Well, that first kiss still carried me. Amen. That's right. Praise God. You know why? Because that loving kindness. Better than life, my lips shall praise thee. There's moments with God. There's moments you can go back to in your life. You've been born again. There's experiences you had with God that carries you. It's better than life. He said, my lips, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. That's what he said. It's all dealing with the communion in your heart. And why you come in? Why'd you come to the house of God? I come to worship. That's the most intimate way of communion with God, is worshiping Him, adoring Him, humbling yourself before our Lord and bowing before Him and just worshiping Him. Amen. In spirit and truth. You can't do it without that. So why am I heart panting tonight? Amen. Why is your heart panting? He said, my heart panteth. The heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Right. Amen. You ever get a fast heartbeat for something? I don't know why I'm geared that way. I think I'm the only way like it sometimes. I'm like a kid. Somebody get to preaching like that. Testifying like that and singing like that, and God get in it. I know a spirit in me, but sometimes I feel like my. That's God. That's wonderful, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful to feel the Holy Ghost? Just... I mean, that's patent, friend. Amen. Thank God. Amen. It's a blessing, ain't it? Amen. It don't make me nervous, but it does stir me up. Amen. That's right. My wife says, "Why is your hand sweat like that?" I said, "I don't know." I was always bashful. I'm serious now. What in Amara? I told her the other day, and this is carnal too. I said, I remember when I was a sophomore, and them girls would come around and sell them. You remember in high school, they used to sell them little ribbons, have beat this team is playing. Them girls would come around. I was a sophomore and senior girl come around and said, "Would you buy one of these ribbons?" I said, "Yeah." I just turned red. That's right. Mary went and I called her to thank me. She went out and she came out and said, hands is nervous, boys. We're sweating. And I'm like that carnal too. You know what I mean? Spiritual too. I get all stirred up. Man, get to preaching. Boy, my hands will be sweating. I'll just be preaching with him, you know?
Yes, sir.
It's hard, son. Amen. That's right. Praise God. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Do you know if I'm watching something intently? I'm honest. My wife tell you this. If I was watching a game, it was close and my team's in it. I hate to tell you like that, you know, but it's just God's truth. My feet are sweat. My hands are sweat. Face are sweat. When I coached basketball, I was like, I got to go to the bathroom 5 times before this game started. Well, I know we could beat them by 40 and I'd still be sweating. When you going to pull them out? When we win. And it turned in spirit. See, God, when He saves a man, He takes what he was in the flesh or the natural man and takes them and makes him and uses that in the spiritual man.
Yes, He does.
Don't He?
He does.
He does. That's why I pant.
Yeah.
I pant after Him. Amen. If I can get around, He'll just come in where I'm at. I'm telling you, I get it so excited. I say, we get down to pray and I feel the Holy Ghost. I say, praise God! Come in here this morning. Sometimes it's just praise. Sometimes it's Him coming in. Amen. You know when you kneel down sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
He comes right in on you, don't He? Huh? You say, oh, He's in. I'm in the room today with Jesus. Amen. Makes me want a high step. Thank God. I'm panting after Him. That's what He said. My soul's panting after God. I want Him. I got to have Him around. I'm in pursued. I know my kingship's in a threat, but I'm wanting God. I'm wanting God.
Yeah.
Where's He at? Amen. You ever come? We've come in before and we wondered where He's at.
Oh yeah.
That's right. Lord, I won't tell you. I don't never want to feel that. I don't never want to feel. Come in the church and never feel you. I don't want that. I don't never want to get up and try to say anything if I don't know you around. It wouldn't help you a bit. I'd be just saying things and wouldn't do nothing. Amen. Sometimes I feel like it don't do much. But if it just do a little bit. Amen. I mean, a little bit of icing will help you, Miss Pat. That's right. Amen. I mean, I might not get the whole bowl, but if they can just put that little sugar on my tongue, thank God it'll help better than nothing.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
I mean, if God would just drop a little manna on me, it'll help me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I tell you, I'd just take a little, wouldn't you?
Amen.
Amen. I mean, that woman said, I'll take the crumbs. She said, well, he said, well, thank God we don't, I mean, thank God the meat's for the, amen, for the children of God, amen, the house of Israel, huh? And she said, true master, but the dogs eat the crumbs.
Yes, they do.
Fall from the master table, I'll take the crumbs.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's right. Praise God, I'll take the crumbs.
Right.
I'll take the crumbs before nothing.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. What you bringing? Amen. What you hungry for? What you panting after? What's your desire? Is it, hey, you'll never desire something that He can't do? Why don't you think big?
Amen.
Amen. He's a big God. He is. I don't know why people want to think God can't do what they can do. God do more than what you can do. Do more than what I can do. What we think big? When you come in the house of God, what you got such, what you want Him to do? My expectations from Him anyway. Too many people don't believe God. That's why they don't get nothing. Holy Ghost, help us. He's faithful. He lives in me. Where two or three are gathered together in my name. Now, I know that's taken out of context. That's talking about church discipline, probably. But it is truth. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Well, I believe He shows up with His people, don't you? It don't take but me and Him to get a good meeting going.
That's right.
But I'll tell you what, I'd like for you to get in with it and see if me and you can get in with it, and then we get everybody else in with it.
Uh-huh.
And if you get in with it, maybe I'll get in with it. And say, I don't know why that man was down. Well, you never know what people's going through.
Right.
I understand that too. I'm not beating nobody because sometimes I've come in with a muddy grubs. You know, I felt bad. And woe is me, you know. You got that sometimes. We all do it sometimes. You know what we're going to say? Boy, I sure hope old Brother Shank testifies to you today. What about you? You might be the one God wants to do it.
Yeah.
I sure hope the preacher's got something to say today. I need it. Well, what about somebody else? What about you? You might have the word.
Yeah.
I believe there's a word of knowledge. I believe somebody in this congregation could say one word. God, touch it in the testimony. Touch your heart. You might be the one. I don't know. You say, I don't have nothing. Well, if you don't have nothing, ask Him for something. That's right. The children of God over there fishing that night, Jesus said, have you any meat? No. He said, well, throw it on the other side. Throw it on the right side. He threw it on the right side and got 153 fish. They got something in their net, didn't they? I won't give you this and I'm through tonight. I thought this was good. Lord, give me this. Peter fished all night and didn't catch nothing. Luke chapter 5. Remember that? And then Jesus got in His boat and He said, throw your net out to the deep. Peter said, well, Lord, I fished all night and hadn't caught a thing. He said, nevertheless, you better grab hold of that.
Amen.
Nevertheless, at thy word.
Yes, amen.
You say, I don't feel like it. It don't really matter. At thy word.
Amen.
Peter didn't feel like throwing that net, buddy. But he said, at that, nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going out. This is what He told me. I got a whole lot more if you'll believe me.
Absolutely. Amen.
He threw it out there so far it broke the net. There was so many fish and sunk the ship. And this is what He said. I've got enough out there if you'll cast out in the deep that'll sink your religion.
Yep.
And it'll sink your faithlessness.
Absolutely.
But you won't go out in the deep. You want to hang around shallow waters. Catch him little brim. That's what they say. Well, what'd you catch today? We caught a few little brim. What was you fishing for, brim? That's why you didn't throw out no further than 2 feet. That's right. You can't eat them unless you're certain people. I remember one time, me and my daddy and somebody down at the river, we caught some fish about like that. But he'd throw them back, you know. There's always somebody that wants them. And I'll tell you what Jesus said. Hey, you ain't caught a thing right here. Why don't you throw out further? Won't you? It's going to take a little more effort. But throw out there where I told you. At the word. I'll throw it out. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's when He can do it.
Yes.
When you give out and you know you can't do it, He'll do it. As long as you try to do it and get glory for it, you ain't getting nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't that right, Brother Danny? He said, throw out in the deep. He threw out in the deep. Praise God. He got all them fish and then his ship began to sink. And what did Peter say?
Depart
from me is what he said. Depart from me. I'm a sinful man. He saw God so big and he saw him so sinful.
Hallelujah.
That's right. I'm going to tell you what. You can hear me what I got to tell you. When you get close to God, you'll think that way.
Yes, sir.
These people say, but God, I'm close to Him. You're not. I'm better than that other guy. You're far away from God then. But when you're close to Him, you'll say, oh, He's so holy and righteous.
Yeah.
Oh, He's so good.
Yeah.
And we'll say, I'm so undeserving. I long and pant for these things. Why don't we go no further? I'm going to tell you why we don't as a church body. We don't believe and we don't act on obedience.
Yeah, right.
There ain't no doubt God's touched some of you women to shout. You've refused to do it. Some of you men, God's probably put it on you to really let her rip. And you refuse to do it. You know why? You don't want to throw out. You don't want to cast it out. You're not patting enough. What do you desire more than Him? What does the psalmist say? When I awake and I'm made like Him, that's when I'll be satisfied. That's what the psalmist said in Psalm 17. Thank you, Lord. My soul panteth after Thee, O God. Make it real to my heart. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing.